Are you ready to leverage speaking as your best form of marketing? There are over 7,500 events looking for speakers every single day. Speaking positions you as the expert in the room, but you probably don't know where to start. So I created this great resource called the Directory of Places to Speak. This resource will help you get started today. So head on over to speakandstandout.com/directory to grab your free copy now. Don't miss this opportunity to be the expert speaking to audiences filled with your ideal clients. Are you looking to fill up your client roster and have a wait list of eager clients willing to wait to work with you? Then you need to get in front of the right people and have them see you as the expert who can solve their problem, because clients hire experts. So if you're a coach, a consultant, or a service provider wondering how to get booked as the speaker easier, then this show is for you. We're diving into one of the biggest mistakes that I see people making on their websites that has meeting planners and conference organizers scratching their head about you. So let's get on to the show. You're listening to Be in Demand, the podcast for honest advice, inspiring stories, and ideas for growing your business by leveraging the expert that you are. I'm your host, Loria Mirabito, business mentor, and I'm also a reformed painfully shy girl, red wine lover, and exercise enthusiast. Join me as I share how being positioned as the expert in your industry, even if it's a busy one, will help you stand out and be the one in demand to hire and work with. So welcome back. And today we're going to be talking about your website, because your website is out there advertising that you're a speaker. Or is it advertising that you're a speaker? You know, this is one of the biggest mistakes that I see people making. I ask them, do you have a speaker page? Oh yeah, it says that I'm a speaker in my about page. No, that's not what I mean. You got to have a speaker page, because meeting planners and conference organizers, people are coming to your website who want to book you. They're looking for a speaker page. Don't make them hunt on your website through your about page, what it's like to work with you. Don't make them dig for what it's like to work with you, or if you're even a speaker, because people are coming to your website, people who can book speakers at least, and they are looking for a speaker tab because they need to know quickly, if you're not a speaker, I can't be wasting time here and I'm going to move on to the next person that's on my list. Now, this also, you know, let's talk about the before stuff. Does it say speaker in your bios on your social media accounts? Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, etc. Make sure those all say that you're a speaker, because meeting planners, conference organizers, some of them have assistants, and they'll be saying to those assistants like, hey, could you find me a speaker in the Boston area? Can you find me a speaker on XYZ topic? And they are the sort of people who are going to, you know, if they're young enough, they're going to Instagram to actually look and do those searches so that they can hand their superior, their boss, who's the meeting planner, who's going to be making the bigger decision, like, here's a list of speakers that I have been given. So speaker page on your website, so important. But now you're probably wondering, great, I got to add a page onto my website. But what do I put on that page on my website? You're in luck, because we're going to dive right into that. Number one, pictures of you speaking. Pictures of you speaking. And whether you are new to this and you might be thinking, but Lorian, I don't have any pictures of me speaking. No problem. This is not huge. This is not a deal breaker. You can actually just add pictures as you get them. And let's just say you have some older pictures. I was at a conference recently. We were talking about speaker pages, and somebody said, I have to get new pictures of me speaking, because the pictures that I have on my speaker page are from several years ago. I said, no, keep them up there. Have a meeting planner or somebody who wants to hire you come to your speaker page and be like, wow, her hair was long there and it's short there and it's styled differently. Let them see there's an age gap, so to speak, in these pictures, so that they can see that, wow, You've been around and you've been speaking a while. That's a bonus tip, okay? So don't worry about if you have older pictures. Another thing, if you have pictures that, you know, they are older and they are a little bit blurry on your website now, just because of the difference in the resolution, use it as like a background image and put some words over it. It'll still have the same effect. And so let's move on from the pictures. So if you're new, you're going to start adding pictures to your speaker page. And if you are a seasoned speaker and you've done some speaking and you want to revamp that speaker page, you're just going to be adding more pictures and you're going to keep some of those older pictures there as well. Three sexy titles to your presentation so that you can get booked for. This is what I call getting ready to be ready. You want to have those titles. Like, you want somebody to come to your website and be like, wow, that sounds like such an interesting title, an interesting presentation. You literally want to entice them. So have three different sexy titles that literally say exactly what you speak on. You know, if you need some help with this, feel free to DM me over at Instagram. That's laurianne.mirabito. And I will help you come up with some sexy titles. Another idea is also to put your idea into like some sort of an AI, whether it's ChatGPT or one of my favorites is Claude, and just tell them, like, here's what the speech is about. Here's the title that I currently have. You know, can you make this more provocative? Can you make this more enticing? Something that would compel somebody to want to listen to this particular presentation. So three sexy titles. And you're probably wondering, why three? If you've been around for any length of time, you've probably heard me talk about the magic of three, the power of three. Human beings love to have choices. And three is one of those magical numbers. So I'm going to encourage you to go and listen to a previous episode. So that is episode number 15. So if you haven't listened to that one yet, please go and listen to that, because you can use this power of three in so many different areas of your business. The next one is testimonials. Testimonials of you speaking. Yes. And again, this is one of those, like, you will just add them as you get them. But let people know, like, what others are thinking or what others feel or have experienced when they have seen you speak. And so testimonials are something that you are just going to keep adding to and adding to. And I actually, on my website, on my testimonial page, I not only have a section for coaching, but then I have a section for speaking. And it's just a list that keeps going on and on and on, because it shows that I've been around doing this for a long time. The next one is headshots. This is going to sort of eliminate that problem of the meeting planner, like, once they've hired you, reaching back out to you saying, hey, we need some headshots. Like, let's just make it super easy for whoever is booking you and have all of that information right on your speaker page. So your headshots, you want to make sure that they are in color and black and white. Never know. We're just trying to make it easier for whoever's booking you. And if you can have it where you are facing both directions, the right and the left. So that's a total of four pictures. Color, looking right, looking left, black and white, looking right, looking left. The next is also your bio, a short and a long bio. As far as an introduction, I always tell people that I customize my introduction. So I will be sending them an introduction a week before the actual event. This way it gives whomever is going to be introducing me, it gives them enough time to actually read the introduction several times so that it sounds and it flows really nicely. And I will tell you, with a name like Mirabito, I've actually sort of like have to phonetically spell it out for them so that it's not so foreign. So I'm just trying to help whoever's introducing me actually sound like a pro, sound like they've done it a million times. And I actually did have an incident where I had somebody who introduced me, and they did such a spectacular job. I actually said, you know, like, thank you for that lovely introduction. Can I like take you everywhere to introduce me? Because he did such a beautiful job. So Those are the six different things that you need to have on your speaker page. And again, remember, some of these, if you're just getting started, you're going to add to them. But a lot of these you can actually do. So you're going to have a speaker page on your website. That's number one. Number two, we're going to have pictures of you speaking. Even if you've got older pictures, let's have those older pictures. Let's have those newer pictures. And you are going to add them. If you're just getting started and you don't have any pictures of you speaking, you're going to add them. Another sort of side benefit that you could do if you don't have any pictures of you speaking is have some video of you doing like a live stream, you know, an IG Live, a Facebook Live. If you have a podcast, consider all those as evidence of you being able to speak. So that's number two. Number three, three sexy titles. And you're going to go listen to episode number 15 about the power of three. I'm probably going to need to actually like update and do that episode again because I have been watching some of the new information that's coming out on human beings and decision process. And the fourth one is testimonials. And if you haven't spoken, you're going to be adding them as you get those testimonials. And if you've got testimonials, we're just going to keep adding them to your speaker page as you get them. Fifth one, headshots, color and black and white, and also your bio. And I would also add a booking link. You need a booking link for people to get on a Zoom call, get on a phone call to have a conversation with you so that you can decide, is this the right place for me to actually be speaking? And I probably should do another episode on the different components that I have, the different questions that I ask inside of my speaker booking link so that you could probably use them and, you know, be able to look like a pro right from the get-go when you are speaking, because you want this pre-event to decide if you want to speak for this group. It might be a bad fit, but you won't know unless you have that conversation. And it wouldn't be terrible if you said, you know, I'm sorry, but I'm not a good fit for this, but I do know somebody who is, because you might be a really great fit for a future event. So another one as a bonus, which is what, like number seven, would be a booking link so that people can get on your calendar and have the conversation with you about their event that they're looking for a speaker. So I hope that you found this all very helpful and got some big changes that are coming with episode number 200. I'm very excited about some of the changes that I am making here to my show. You're going to love them. Well, at least I hope you're going to love them. But I will just tease you a little bit because in episode 200, I will be sharing more about what some of those changes are. So until next week, I hope that you be in demand. And if you are interested in coming on the show as a guest where we would talk about you speaking, I'm calling this a speaking audit call, and you would be a guest on this Be In Demand show, then feel free to DM me. More information on that coming in episode 200, but you can DM me over on Instagram for the time being. So that link to my Instagram account is down below, but it's laurieann.mirabito. So till next time, be in demand.
Thanks for hanging out with me. Be sure to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And join me over in my private Facebook group for more tips, community, and free trainings. You'll find the link in the show notes. You can also help this podcast reach more listeners by leaving a review. And as a thank you, each month I pick one of my reviewers to win a free coaching call with me. So if you haven't done so already, please leave a review and you could be the next winner.